This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 12, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The chairman of the U.S. House Commerce Committee's Aviation Panel is demanding changes that would end the ability of pilots to keep secret portions of their aviation records when going to work for airlines. The issue has come into public scrutiny following the crash of Continental Connections Flight 3407 near Buffalo the night of February 12th. The captain of that flight, 47-year-old Marvin Renslow, was found to have failed a total of 5 check rides during his career, but only 2 of those failures were disclosed on his job application. USA Today reports the 1996 Pilot Records Improvement Act requires airlines to check a prospective pilot's record at other carriers, but only during the past 5 years. The law does not require checks of tests performed by FAA inspectors or before that 5-year period. Even if an airline wanted to check more deeply, pilots must sign a privacy waiver before their records are released. Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, commented, quote, "There is no reason that you can learn everything there is to know about the airplane, but not the pilot. We need to fix that and fix that soon," unquote. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Bolin has commended the Obama administration for nominating Deborah Herzman to chair the National Transportation Safety Board. Quote, "Debbie has a good understanding of business aviation. She knows that our industry has long recognized that safety is job one. We look forward to continuing our work with Debbie and her colleagues at the NTSB," unquote. The nomination still needs Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, NTSB Acting Chairman Mark Rosenker told a U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety and Security Wednesday that the recent public hearing on the Colgan Air Flight 3407 accident investigation produced vital information, and the investigation is continuing to explore numerous safety issues in significant detail. But Rosenker also made it clear that these issues are not limited to the regionals. Quote, "They are pertinent to every airline operation, major air carriers as well as regional air carriers," unquote. The FAA proposed changes to regulations for flight and cabin crew members and dispatcher training programs back in January. The NTSB is a fan, but says the changes don't go far enough. The board has recommended the FAA replace advisory circulars with enforceable rules, upgrade crew and dispatcher procedures, qualifications and training, and improve training in stalls and stick pushers, sterile cockpit, situational awareness, pilot monitoring skills, low airspeed alerting systems, pilot professionalism and fatigue, and aircraft icing. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airlines are flying less, but arriving on time more. Delta plans to cut another 10% of domestic seats. And Ohio's budget deficit threatens small airports. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the conclusion of my interview with Austrian gyroplane adventurer Chris Kurz. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.